BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm back, and here's the Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday. Strictly Come Bingo is on. We take two very successful formats and merge them together to create a glamorous but wet feature featuring Steve Bakshalov of Nature and his partner Ola Jordan. Chris takes his obsession with poor Hollywood too far, and something on Real or No Real that you must not try at home, but it made Chris play music from his actual mouth. Here's today's podcast. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, I'm back. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Oh, this feels weird.
I miss you.
You are respectfully being hooed by a number of people.
I know, what's
that
about?
Respectfully, I don't think they're doing it to be mean.
Bring back Dev. Who? I've actually only just managed to check some of these text messages that are coming in because I've not been here for so long now that my actual computer in the studio doesn't work at all. So I've got a small one, a bit like when Richard's on Pointless. It doesn't actually do anything, but it makes you look well important.
Yes.
So I'm just typing away on this little small one. It's quite dinky, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm just managing to log on here. No, postpone. What does that mean? Postpone. Also, this computer... Hey! It started speaking at me a minute ago.
Things have changed in the time that you've been gone. There's been massive changes.
No, technology hasn't moved on that much. It's been 2 weeks. I think it's stopped speaking now. It's all right. Yeah, shut up.
Why is it speaking?
What's it saying? Oh, shut up. Anyway, it's good to be back. Today, on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45, it's a Strictly special...
Strictly Come Bingo. That's what we're calling it.
Are we doing a few of these? Awesome. And I have to say, the live lounge is looking magnificent. There's like a mirror ball in there, like a big Strictly one. Those are the size of the ones they have in the studio, by the way.
Is it? How does it compare to the real thing?
Yeah, really good.
I'm worried I'm not going to be able to perform because they've brought in proper cameras for it and everything.
And it's just spotlights.
Do you know, like when we normally do it, it's just webcams in the corner of the room. You don't really notice it.
There's some red velvet curtains. Well, they might be not be velvet, but they look like it from here.
But Scott, you see those cameras there? The real deal. It's like, I don't know. It's intimidating. I'm just concerned.
They're like the ones off the telly, yeah. Yeah. Those are the ones I get really scared of every Saturday now. So that's happening at 1:45 on the Radio 1 website. And today we've got Nature's Steve Bakshall.
Legend.
And Ola Jordan, of Strictly.
How do you pronounce it? Ola?
Ola Jordan.
Got ya.
If you don't know Innuendo Bingo, remember when Daniel Radcliffe played it? Sounded like this. We go to the Vanessa Feltz show now.
Oh, great.
And Vanessa has just shared an intimate moment with Voice of the Balls, Alan Dedicott. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Golden, it's 6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicott came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicott, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Just a little bit.
My cha-cha-cha.
So that's how it sounds. You can watch it as well at 1:45. Steve Bakshaw and Ola off of Strictly today. Good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Can I just say, I'm really looking forward to doing the red carpet at the Teen Awards.
Oh, it's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be a right laugh, I can tell already. So they've given you and me the job of being on the red carpet, interviewed all the stars at the Teen Awards on the 19th. I can't wait. Do we have to do that silly thing where we go around in a blacked-out people carrier to make us look more famous than we actually are again? Just around the block?
You've told me about this before. So when you turn up on the red carpet, actually, I always thought that you travelled ages and ages to get to the red carpet, the car turns up. It's not. You jump up. You can even take the train there.
Have you seen it? Has anyone seen Summer Heights High, where Jemay is going to her prom and she's like, can you just drive me in the limo around the school car park? It's like that. Exactly the same. I'll just stick my head out the top. It's like that. I had a very, very weird car ride with Fun and Hugh Stevens a couple of years ago in there.
Yes.
So it's going to be on the 19th. I'm really looking forward to it. And good to see those boys again. 5 seconds of summer and she looks so perfect. It's really good to be back, you know, catching up on all the gossip.
Oh, there's loads to catch you up on.
Oh, there isn't there? Normally you go away for a couple of weeks there. It's exactly the same when you come back, but it's not.
I've got some great office gossip as well.
Have you really?
Yeah, man.
What, for on air?
Potentially, I don't know. Awesome. Depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay, good. I don't really have anything to tell you that I haven't told you already. I've told you about the quick change room, right?
Oh, yes. Wait, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, yes, okay. Yes.
So I'll try and think of some more stuff.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, two of my Strictly colleagues. Not really colleagues, are we? Are we?
Competitors.
Competitors. It's Steve Backshaw and his partner, Ola Jordan.
Hi.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
It's good to see you. It's a bit weird seeing you not in the Strictly environment.
Yeah, in an environment where we're not horribly, horribly stressed, totally out of our comfort zone and probably about to be humiliated in front of 10 million people. Actually, it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. How's your dance going this week? We always that's the first question we always ask.
It is not as amazing. Desperate as last time.
Did you not enjoy the cha-cha-cha?
But did it look like I enjoyed it?
You did. It wasn't just very
and I,
good.
I am a very good actor.
Oh, he just wasn't very good.
Yeah, this is the kind of support I get on a daily basis, Scott. Yeah.
I'm preparing you for the Saturday.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
Oh, God, we have to do it again on Saturday, don't we? Oh, good. So we're very excited to have you playing Strictly Come Bingo, which is the first in hopefully a long-running series today, eh, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, this is maximum effort for you guys right now. I don't know if you can... I mean, the live lounge here... Does it look impressive to you?
It's fantastic. It really is like a mini Strictly ballroom, except that it has a whole bunch of plastic bin liners down on the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously meant for the
runoff. I'm dreading it. He's got bigger mouth than me.
Oh, another one.
Are you aware how this game works? I mean, have you seen the videos of
it
so far?
Okay good.
It's going to be wet.
So basically, because it's Strictly and we had to glam it up a bit, we've got some champagne flutes, which you drink from. And I will be marking you at the end as well with my little lens.
Why only got 7?
Well,
do you have a 10?
I'll try and find that in a minute, Ola.
Because that would certainly be the only 10 I'm ever going to get.
Same. Right, so if you want to get online, we're going to do it in a minute after Chris Shane and Melissa Steele. And you can watch Strictly Come Bingo on your phone, anywhere really, where you can get the Radio 1 website, tablet, computer, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're going to sit the guys in the live lounge. You will absolutely love it. It's been proper Strictly-fied and people are going to get wet. In about 3 minutes. Let's do it. Today, they have welcomed me back, and I know the guys in the studio have been working really hard on this, the whole team, for Strictly Come Bingo, and it's about to happen for the first time. I'm so excited. You can watch this, as well as hearing it on Radio 1, by going to the Radio 1 website, even on your tablet or phone. So, Steve Backshaw's in there, off of Nature. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm very good. Ola, your dance partner's in there.
I want to do it.
Yeah, you do. It'll be fun. Ola, do you... You get innuendos and stuff, don't you? You understand?
Yeah, I'm really
naughty. Yeah, I know you are. You know some really dirty jokes.
Ola, you seem worried about this, though.
I am. He's got a bigger mouth than me, and he really wants to spray me.
Yeah,
right.
I do an excellent whale impression. Great stuff.
Of course you do.
We're on.
I was also listening into your conversation just then, and Chris was telling you, Steve, that his favourite thing to watch when he gets back from the pub is your show.
Yeah, that's because once he's had a few drinks, he can just sit there and just plead for me to get bitten by something. I know how it works.
It's brilliant. I love it.
It's a good show.
I love it.
Okay, are we ready for this then?
No.
Yes, oh, right. Come on, Ola.
Let's do this. The thing is, you're making yourself a target now.
Dancing on TV is much scarier.
So are we doing this three ways then?
I can see. No. I can see you both looking at me funny.
Well, I think boys together we should both aim at Ola.
No.
Bring it on.
There's a man in a dinner jacket behind you.
Help me, please.
It's fine.
With water in some champagne flutes. Sir, bring them in. This is awesome. Proper Strictly. Okay. Watch this now on the Radio 1 website. The cameras are on.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. For the first time, Innuendo Bingo partners Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon are the handsome Steve Backshaw, the gorgeous Ola Jordan, and the gormless Chris Stark. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Thank you.
Oh, this is so exciting.
This is amazing.
Even the voiceover man's on, the one that fills me with fear every Saturday. Right, okay. Ola, ready?
Here we go.
Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the rules are no hands. If the water comes out, then it must go over the other person or persons. Not in any kind of bin or anything, even though the bin is there, it's for show. Chris, are you ready?
I'm very ready. Let's do
this. It's a three-way Strictly special on Strictly Come Bingo. Here we go. Now, we begin with Eamon Holmes on Sky News. Here we go. Now, he's about to introduce a reporter called Tom. Although, from Eamon's description of him, I worry that Tom might be a little bit too busy to actually speak on television.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
He's got massive mouth.
He's got massive mouth.
And we're on.
He's in a man in Jordan.
That's so good.
Oh. Oh, geez. That is not fair.
Please don't swear.
I finally found something that I might be better than Ola at. This is great.
He's in a man in Jordan.
All the major networks have someone in Jordan at the moment. Thank you, John, for sending me that clip. What's that noise?
Squeaky floor.
Oh, lush. That's not annoying. Okay.
Right then.
And now a classic from a TV show called Saturday Farm. Fill your cheeks, Ola. You're going to need it. It's Chris's favourite. Favourite chef, Dick Strawbridge. Love Dick. Now, I know Dick is excited to show us what he's cooked. Yes. I really hope you're watching this. Get online if you're not. Stop it spilling out. It's like a leak. Put something in it. Now, Dick's excited to show us what he's cooked on Saturday Farm. I don't think any of his viewers wanted to get an eye full of this.
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
Oh, wow, Steve really going for it there on Jordan.
Look at me!
Dick Strawbridge there.
I need to whip my beef out.
Thanks, Dick.
Oh, wow.
More water, please. Are you surprisingly dry at the moment, Chris?
This is great.
Also, I love your tuxedo T-shirt that you're wearing with Vote Scott on. And what does it say on the back, please? Swallow. Oh, you can see it. Drop it like it's Scott. Now over to BBC News from last week. And at the Labour Party conference, a reporter has tracked down a woman who seems to have some inside knowledge on how Gordon Brown's doing these days.
There's a lot of buzz around Gordon Brown.
He just seemed to have a different sort of spunk to him, if that's the word I can use.
Yes, you can use that word because it means courage and determination.
That was ridiculous.
Look at me.
Who's wettest at the moment?
Me!
Yes, Ola.
Yep.
I tell you what, though, the live lounge is looking superb. Look at the uplighting. Mmm. Oh, it's like a home furnishing dream.
We're getting through a fair few glasses in here.
I know, they're quite small because they're champagne flutes, because Strictly. There's a red curtain in there. There's a big mirror ball. They've gone all out. Watch this on the Radio 1 website. And thank you to Ben for sending that one in.
He just seemed to have a different sort of spunk to him, if that's the word I can use.
Oh, yeah, you can. Now over to the Alan Titchmarsh show. And Alan's getting some advice from a doctor. As we join the show, the doctor is recommending Alan goes easy on the snacks. But it's not all bad news for Alan Titchmarsh.
You need to pleasure yourself occasionally.
That was purely revenge. Sorry.
That wasn't even funny!
Come on. You're going to hear the full clip now. Here we go. Water. Where's that man in the dinner suit with more water? Okay, standing by. Here we go.
Right. Modest portions, lots of variety, and fast in between meals, you'll be fine.
Well, it stopped me ever having sugar in my coffee again as of now.
No, you need to pleasure yourself occasionally.
Oh, no. David Hendon says this is the best three-way bingo ever. I've really missed this. So excited for Strictly Come Bingo, says Lauren. Apparently, after that, Alan pleasured himself right there and then in his coffee.
Good.
Now we go to Monday's Gadget Show on Channel 5. Now, the trouble with that show is that they're always using kind of specialist geeky terms that I've never heard before. Sometimes, I mean, I've got not the first clue what they're talking about. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I was happier with my Qualcast washer. Its 150 bar of pressure and flow rate of 420 litres per hour were pretty average, but maybe enough to piddle all over Amy's box.
It's like a torrent of water just heads towards Ola every single time.
Don't let me have
it, Steve. Not happy.
Piddle all over Amy's Bosch.
As long as long as Amy doesn't mind, I suppose.
I'm good.
Come on, you're doing well.
It's going really well. Brilliant one there from Jack, who emailed me on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any, send them in.
Kiddle all over Amy's bosh.
Now a recent favourite. We go over to Stephen Fry. Water, please. You enjoying it, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Stephen Fry is talking about the Wild West over on Radio 4. Remember this one, Chris, Stephen Fry?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems that Stephen has got some very fond memories of what he used to get up to back in the day when horse riding.
I'm sorry, mate.
Okay.
I might have just shot my bolt there.
Oh.
Let's go again.
That's one. Stephen Fry. Horse riding with his cousin. It's because he's heard it before. Come on. You're making everyone else lose it now. OMG. Ola, my favourite professional dancer getting that wet is brilliant, says Lydia. Okay. Ready? Radio 4.
But the Wild West...
Chris! You can't hold it together when this one comes on. I'm really sorry for the drenching everyone else. They're not even finding it funny. They don't know what's to come.
Look at me.
I know.
That's fine.
I'm so wet.
I'll ride it out.
I spent 10 years working in kids' television. It's still the most infantile thing I've ever done.
Stop it now.
Come on.
Okay.
Got to get through this.
I just need to ignore...
Danny Benefield.
To start.
Okay.
Does supply some meat.
He just can't do it, everybody. Chris, do you want to sit this... Chris, do you want to sit this one out? Do you want to sit this one out?
Maybe.
I think maybe you do. Just Stephen Oller in this one, please, because he's never going to get through it. I've got songs to play, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, all right.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
It is a good one. Thank you, Stuart, for that one.
Oh, the butler's back.
Hello, butler. Nice to see you sober. Can we have some more water, please?
I'll take one of those, they're bigger.
I'm so wet.
I know, my love.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why did I say yes to this?
I don't know. Okay, now over to one of Steve's absolute heroes. It's David Attenborough, narrating another natural wonder. Now, here we join a pack of wolves who have some tough times ahead. In fact, the wolves are an example of a great struggle that we all have to go through from time to time. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter...
No, that's not even one. Mm-mm. Come on, Steve. Mm-mm. There you go. A struggle that all of us go through from time to time. What's going on?
Just a situation.
Ola's like, what's? Why are they doing this? Come on.
He's fat in my cup. I'm going to drink
it
now.
Okay.
Chris. Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm.
David Attenborough here with the struggle that we all go through from time to time. Come on.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Ola's just turning away now because she knows it's going to be like, whoa! Thank you, Tom in Edinburgh, for that one. And finally, a classic from BBC London. On a windy day on the streets of the nation's capital, it's time for Tony Blackburn to ask the question that's all on our minds. Water, please.
Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much indeed, Pippa. To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
And that was Strictly Come Bingo, our first edition on Radio 1. And
well,
I thought that was amazing. Ola, did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. All right, well, I'll see you on Saturday, guys. Thank you, Steve, as well. Did you enjoy it?
I did, and now I have to go. I have to go and train dancing with her the whole afternoon. I'm in so much trouble.
Do you have a change of clothes at all, please?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, I do.
All right, get Ola a towel, somebody, please. She's going to catch a death of cold. That was Strictly Come Bingo. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That was incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Ola Jordan's bloke, James Jordan, off of Celebrity Big Brother. His tweets are really interesting right now.
What's he saying?
Just saying that that was a new experience for his wife on Inuna Bingo today.
Well, it's kind of weird imagining him watching.
Yeah, he was watching. He always listens to it.
But I think he enjoyed.
He was watching again today. Hi, James Jordan.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Comments, please, to 81199. You know, I mentioned I've got a small computer like Richard off of Pointless today.
Yes.
It's just run out of power. It's going really well, isn't it? I've not been here for so long, because dancing, that I've been logged out of the main computer in the studio, so I'm just using this teeny tiny one here.
Have you seen this text? This is an interesting one. Someone describing the weather as a bit lord today. Now, is that a good thing? Or a bit... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a good way of describing the weather, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, I'm back on. I need to enrol. Postpone. And...
It's good to have you back, Mills, but I can't help but feel that you could maybe do this when the song's playing. Or...
All right, sorry. I would give the Inuendo Bingo today 8.5 out of 10, says Josh, the ambulance driver. Robbo says, best bingo ever. More Strictly ones, please. Yep, that's happening next week. We've got another one planned.
Also, I noticed a problem with your paddle there. I mean, have you only got one that says 7?
At the moment, yes.
Right.
So we're just giving all of them a 7.
of course.
Oliver's like, why haven't you got a 10? We're working on that, Ola. Also, we've got some incredible Inuendo Bingo news for Thursday. Why is she doing this?
What a week.
Is this true? What's written down here?
And she's aware of what this game involves.
I mean, she's been on the show before in various capacities, sure. But she doesn't know.
We've
this.
We've got shaky thumbs for that one.
Right, okay. Does she know? Has she been fully briefed about what she's doing here? Don't give me the midway thumb. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, perhaps then, before you announce it, let's say this. Can no one tweet her any links to videos or anything, any kind of knowledge to do with this game? Because I'd hate it to not happen now.
I just don't know why she would agree to it.
Come on then.
She's got a new single out. No. Oh, she has. Right, that'll be why then. Nicole Scherzinger is playing Inuendo Bingo on Thursday.
Yes, she is. This is going to be great. This is a huge week.
Is it a lookalike or something? No. All right, then. Well, I'll take your word for it. Not been here.
Are we going to go back to basics with that one? We're not going to do this whole Strictly thing.
No, she's not on it.
For Nicole.
She did win the American one, though.
Right.
So she's well at home
Nicole
with a glitter
Scherzinger. Ball.
I know. So she's on Inuendo Bingo 145 on Thursday. Amazing. Georgie's been on saying, this is horrible. Poor Hollywood looks a bit like my dad. So no, he cannot be Christian Grey. Just no. All right. I just couldn't hear it from that. But you carry on with your thoughts. Loads has happened while I've been away, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it feels like we've got a lot to catch up on.
Hip Hop Mastermind, I'm going to look at a bit later on BBC iPlayer. Also, a lot of people have been talking about this, but something incredible is happening tonight, which I will go into detail in a bit about, on every single, pretty much, BBC platform. So it's going to be on all the TVs, on all the onlines, on all the radios, tonight at 8 o'clock. And I've had a sneaky peek, and it is epic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you for the sterling work you've been doing to whoop up a frenzy about Strictly for me.
No worries. Every little help sort of situation, but
I
hope you're pleased.
I obviously was doing a bit of dancing last week, but I did catch up with the call to Pixie Lott's mum, which I thought was awesome. Thank you for that. I met her on Saturday night. She was like, have you heard what they've been saying on the radio this week? They called me. I was like, yeah, sorry, Bev. And then you called this place.
Good afternoon, Sean Curley. Can I help?
Hello there. I'm just wondering how much it would be for a gentleman's cut.
What, today?
Saturday?
Let me have a look. It will be £22 for a gent's haircut.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did you want to book in or?
Just before. Do you mind if I ask how you're intending to vote on Saturday evening?
I don't.
For Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
Oh, it's just, I know Scott Mills is a very big fan of your establishment, and I know every vote will count.
I don't really know, I don't do that.
Yeah, all right, thanks for that. Try again.
Good afternoon, Sticky Fingers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I was just wondering, can I ask how you intend to vote on Saturday?
No.
For Strictly Come Dancing?
Oh, right, no, I'm sorry, we don't follow it.
If you've got 30 seconds, I'd just like to tell you what Scott has to offer. He's working incredibly hard. Would you say you're in favour of hard workers?
Well, I'm actually at work right now, so...
Ah, yes, so you'll love Scott's work ethic.
I suppose so.
He's not a natural athlete or a pop star. He's representing the normal guy, just like you. Woman.
That's right.
I did try.
Some great support there. Now, I've never watched it. But, I mean, I got through.
Yes, yeah.
No one was expecting that.
No offence, mate. It's going to get harder week on week, though, isn't it?
Apparently so. Yeah, apparently it gets harder. And someone goes out every week, apparently.
Mm.
And it's movie week this week.
Right.
Song from a movie I've got to dance to. It's all fine. I did like one idea that Bev... Pixie Lott's mum came up with, though.
Maybe I could vote one vote for Scott on one of my mobiles,
yeah.
One vote for Pixie on my other one.
You got two phones?
Yes.
You know what they say about people with two phones, Pixie Lott's mum?
No, well, no, it's not because of that. We're doing a new little venture.
I can't believe you said that to
her. I'm really trying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's nice having you back.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it actually is. I'm not just saying it.
Why, though?
Well, and also that makes it sound really offensive to Dev, which it's not at all. I just miss you.
Why?
A little bit. And
why,
I,
though?
Again, that makes me sound a bit wet. But
why? Why, though?
I don't know. You've just been away a couple of weeks. Just miss your weird
why?
Little ways.
Oh. What do you mean, weird ways?
Well, you know how it is. Right.
My mum called me eccentric the other day.
Yeah.
My mum.
Has she seen a new side to you with this Strictly thing?
No. She's known me all my life, so she knows.
What does she think of the dancing? Does
eccentric?
She give you, does she rude. Give you... give you feedback every time.
Yeah, she's very proud. I told you that when I got that Radio Times cover thing, she actually cried. It's like, I have done other things in my career, but cheers. So, a lot of love for your In Your Bingo top today. The picture's on the Radio 1 website at the moment, and it's on the little thing that comes up as the picture, you know, when you listen to our show today.
Yes, the tuxedo shirt, you
yeah,
mean.
The tuxedo shirt, which
right.
is like a T-shirt, but looks like a full-on tuxedo. Mm. When we did In Your Bingo earlier with Steve Backshaw and Ola off of Strictly, a lot of people are asking where they can get one. We've only had 10 made at the moment because they all say vote Scott for them.
Well, to be honest, I've only got one.
Oh, right,
so
you
far.
Said 10 earlier.
Yes, but they're going to take a while to come through.
You're so disorganised.
It's fine.
I'll be off by the time that they come through.
Well, that'll be awkward.
I won't be on anymore. And then you'll have like 10 T-shirts, nothing to do. And then you'll order more because you think, oh, you'll get excited and be like, oh, he's going to be through for another week. And before you know it, it'll be a Laura's Diary situation where there's 500 in some big yellow storage bin in Hemel Hempstead.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of.
Mm.
Just warning you. He's a fat man. Charlie Sloth.
Get it all out.
Yeah, fam.
You okay, hon?
He misses you, that's what it is.
Yeah, I miss you, I do. Freddy?
Don't call me Freddy.
Freddo.
Freddo? Of a chocolate?
Oh.
20p now, well expensive.
Yeah.
How are you, please, my darling?
I'm good, cuz. How are you been? I see you taking over the world on Strictly, doing the damn thing, threading up the place.
That's right.
One, two, step in. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, wait till this week.
Hey, why did he leave you to the end this week, though? That was a bit of a par. Left man waiting on the edge.
Best time to be, I reckon, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to go really? First, do you? I don't really know how it works, but, like, it's a long old show, isn't it? It's like 4 hours at the moment. There's a lot of people in it still.
Mm. Love the idea of Charlie watching Strictly.
I can't really imagine it, do you?
I only skip your bits, to be honest.
Do you?
Catch up ting. Boom. All the way to your bits. Everyone else is leave it, cuz.
Do you not watch?
Leave it. I can't watch them dudes.
No,
but you know what, yeah? I got really annoyed when I see them going at you. If I was there, it would have been a beef ting, you know?
Was it?
I would have jumped up and be like, yo, fam, because my man's face don't move. Like, do you know, his face does not move.
Who?
That dude. What's his name?
Revel Horwood.
Revel Horwood.
His face don't move. He looks the same when he's angry, upset and happy.
Mm.
His true. Face don't move.
True.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what that could be.
Plastic surgery, fam.
Seriously, this is not helping me. Like, you know, they're mean enough as it is.
You know, there was a moment when he was criticising you and you were staring at him, and I think he noticed that you were staring at him. He suddenly backed down an ever so tiny bit.
Yeah.
I noticed that. That's what you need to do. You need to stare him out. You need to be confident in yourself.
Do you know what? He is really nice.
Is he a nice person?
Yeah.
It's just an act for the show.
He's just saying
no,
that,
he really is.
It's an act for the show, isn't it?
Yeah, bit. Well, I think it's different when he gets behind the desk. That's what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah. But are you enjoying Strictly? Well, you don't really watch it. You just
I'm enjoying your bits.
It's a good bit.
I think it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm loving the moves. The steps are sick, fam.
Have you not watched Judy Murray? No.
No.
No. Steve Baxel?
No.
Mark Wright?
I see a bit of Mark Wright, actually. I wanted to compare you two, because obviously he's doing his thing out there.
Really?
Daly's loving him, isn't
it? Yeah, I love
it. So I thought, let me see how you're moving next to Mark.
Not the same.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's movie week next week. It's
movie week this coming week, this Saturday.
Oh, serious?
Yeah,
ooh,
man.
That's a big one, isn't it?
I got something up my sleeve for you.
Oh, gosh. What are you going to do?
I can't tell you.
Ah, fam, let me in on a secret.
I'll be able to tell you tomorrow, in fact.
Okay.
Is it going to be a zoo?
It's going to be
say.
A zoo out
it's
there.
It's the new one, Safari.
Still don't know what that means.
It's Safari now.
Quite literally, a zoo.
Safari is the new thing.
Good to see you, though, mate.
To see you nice.
That's not your catchphrase.
Not even yours. Don't try and claim that as your
my
own.
My audience don't know, though, innit? My audience are so young. They're like, yeah, Charlie made that up. That's sick, fam. Nice to see you nice. Man's like, raw, that's the sickest catchphrase. They don't know who Bruce is, fam. It's nice.
Oh, I missed this. You don't get this so much on Strictly.
Nah. I can imagine.
Right, okay, so it's Real or No Real with Charlie Slough on Fat Tuesday.
Oh, gosh.
This next fact is a full do not try this at home scenario. So don't, whatever you do.
You can turn your head into a speaker by putting earbud headphones into your nostrils and opening your mouth.
That is outrageous.
It's a don't try this at home thing, but I guess we can try it. I mean, we've got trained health and safety people around.
Wait, you'll give your answer first before we try it.
Oh, right. I'm going to say no real. No, that's ridiculous. That can't work.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah?
Mm. Okay, can we...
can I borrow your phone, Charlie?
We could be able to work out for ourselves. So what? Before we try it, do you want to say, obviously, real or no real?
He said no real, I said real.
Was I not paying attention?
No.
I do apologise.
That one is real.
Yeah. Wait,
it's real, so try it.
Okay, let's try this. Right. Must stress, don't try this at home. So what's the deal?
You stick them in your nose.
Yeah.
And then press play on the
button. So Chris is now putting the ear... buds into his nose.
That's a big hygiene issue.
And it can turn his mouth into a speaker.
And this is your phone. Ready?
All right, I press play.
Hang on.
Open your mouth.
Oh, what? My God.
That is nuts.
That is mind-blowing. Open your mouth again.
Oh, yeah, that is
huge.
What?
And open again. So the headphones are up your nostrils and you open your mouth, it becomes a speaker. That is sick, fam.
That's good science, but don't try it at home.
Also, that wasn't my phone. I don't
know that you've got One Direction on your phone.
Nice, Charlie.
Sorry, putting that on shuffle there. Don't try that at home, though, because you will probably damage your equipment. Your equipment.
Yeah, and your nose.
Your headphones and your nostrils.
Your apparatus.
So
don't do it. That is incredible, though. And next...
Radio 1 funny woman Alice Levine began her first ever 1 to 4pm weekend show on the station with the words, "Good afternoon."
Oh my God. I really hope this is not true, otherwise I'm going to have words.
Yeah. I like it if it's real, because she's doing what you do, Charlie. She's trying to have a catchphrase.
Really?
And then it sticks with people, doesn't it?
Good afternoon.
It's a bit like all your ones that you've had over time, Scott. I mean, you used to do the, your Blee Fridays, All Right Treacles.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. But did she start her show with "Good afternoon"? Because let me tell you now, as a catchphrase favourite, it's not going to catch on.
No. Would she do that? I don't know, Charlie.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit corny, isn't it?
Do you know, I remember a time when Lily Allen sat in for Zane Lowe once, and she started off by going, "Hello, I'm Lily Allen, in for Zane Lowe on Radio 1, and it's going to be Brilly Allant."
Oh, no.
Oh. Leave it, fam.
I don't think this is going to be
show's
real.
Show's done. It's like, it's done. It's Whiffy. Over.
Levine's classier than this, I think.
Yeah, I think she is
no
as well. Real. She's
she
very classy.
She don't need no catchphrases, does she?
She don't need no catchphrase, fam. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? That man's broadcast skills are whack, so I need catchphrases.
I'm just saying that she's
subtitles.
A very... That's exactly what I'm saying, in fact, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She's just a very different broadcaster to you. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Of course she didn't.
Of course she didn't. Alice Levine's far too classy for that malarkey.
And next.
In restaurants, people who sit by the window order more salad, while those in dark corners order more puddings.
That's why you're always in the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, was Charlie in the corner.
Imagine that was the musical. Imagine if that was the original film.
No one puts Charlie in the corner. I can see this being true, though, you know. I can see it being real, because you can imagine that, you know.
Do you ever by the window, or are you in the dark?
Do you know what? It's funny. I never, ever sit by the window, ever. And if there's no space, I just won't eat in that restaurant.
It's because you're a salad dodger.
I am a bit of a salad dodger.
Is it because if you're by the window, you look outside, you see all the trees, nice greenery, things like that, it sort of influences your...
No,
judgment.
It's not. It's a showboat thing, isn't it? It's like, oh, I don't want someone to walk past watching me eat a massive, large chicken shish kebab, chips, the full shenanigans. Mm. I want to see them. I want people to see me getting involved with a salad.
Right.
Interesting question. Is this
you're a
just
secret eater, then, aren't you?
Secret eater? Mm. No, I'm just out there. Bro.
Actually, it's not that secret. Is
this
it?
Is this just celebrities or
anyone?
Or everyone?
Anyone?
It's not a spotted thing.
No.
Okay, I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real,
oh,
which
gosh.
Explains a lot.
Scientists have proven that one way to reduce appetite is by sitting in the light. I'm going to try that, fam. And finally,
the oldest ever contestant on any series of Strictly Come Dancing around the world was 80-year-old Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, who took part in America in 2010.
Wow, the only person older than Scott Mills to do Strictly Come Dancing.
Ouch.
Here we go.
Well, no. Hello. I read that on Wikipedia.
Oof. Anne Widdecombe.
Oh, yeah.
Judy Murray.
Who's that?
Tim Wannacott.
Who's Tim that? Wannacott.
Who's that?
Bargain Hunt.
Oh, yeah, my man from Bargain Hunt. He's sick still. Isn't he's it? Living it up. He's looked the same since I was a kid, though. He must be on that plastic surgery malarkey as well.
No, I think you're thinking of the other one, David Dickinson.
Oh, that's him. That's the one why. Who's glowing with colour. Yeah.
Okay, we've got to wrap this up. So Buzz Aldrin was the oldest Strictly contestant.
Yeah,
so rude you are.
I vaguely remember him being on one of the Strictly, so I think this is real.
Really?
80-year-old bloke.
80-year-old.
I can't think of anyone older.
Real?
Real. I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Yes. Yeah, he took part in Dancing with the Stars, the US version of Strictly, in 2010, went out in the second week after dancing to Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, so... Beat him. Yeah. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Charlie Boy got 20.
Oh, gosh! Oh. Yeah!
Ridiculous.
Remix didn't come out.
Oh my god.
Someone's just copying and posted a picture.
Don't try it at home.
Don't try it at home.
Don't try it at home. Don't try and use your mouth as a speaker by putting it headphones up your nose. It's stupid.
It's very stupid. I tell you what though, you can listen to Sloth Pod by doing that. Mm. Just put the headphones up your nose and.
Okay,
share
out of control.
On the bus.
Greg James is next on Radio 1, Charlie Sloth on 1 Extra, and now that awful version of Bump and Grind.
I love this.
Awful.
I'm with you. Awful, fam.
Greg thinks
allow
it's amazing.
It.
Balance it out. Greg thinks it's amazing.
It's brilliant.
Whack.
If Ola Jordan up for Strictly Getting Wet seems like the kind of thing you might like to watch, go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. It's on there, Strictly Come Bingo, from today's show. I'm back on tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.